two words that are very important for all of us to look at. Stress is one, tension is the other. What are these things? A lot of people think there's stress in the world. It's my belief that there's no stress in the world. The world is exactly the way it's supposed to be. There's no tension in the world, as far as I'm concerned. If you go out into the world and try to bring back a bucket of stress or a bucket of tension, you're going to always come up empty. And you'll see in looking at stress-reducing magazines and articles that have been written about this subject that they have a whole list of things that are supposedly stress producers. If you move from one location to another, that's worth 50 stress points. If you go through a divorce, that's 43 stress points. If you try to quit smoking, that's 19 stress points. And if one of your children starts smoking, or if somebody leaves home, and it's this endless list of things that people use, and then they count up how many stress points they have, and that's about as stress-building a concept as I can think of. The truth is that there are only people thinking stressful thoughts. There are only people thinking tension thoughts. And that learning how to think, learning how to manage your insides, is the only way to eliminate the kinds of reactions that you get in the world. If you think that this thing outside of you is causing you to be stressful, or this thing over here, or your in-laws, or your problems that you have on the job, or whatever it is that you come up with, and you think that those are things that are going to cause you to be stressful, then I can guarantee you that you're going to be stressful the rest of your life, because there's always going to be someone or something that isn't going to go the way you want it to go. The fact is that you, and only you, determine whether you're going to have stress in your life. And that only comes from how you choose to process your world, not how the world is. The world is just the way it is. And the people in it are just the way they are. They're all on their own path. They're all doing what they have to do. And how you process it, how you internalize it, what you do with it, is the total determiner of whether or not you're going to be a stressful person in your life. Bjorn Borg was asked about stress at Wimbledon on center court. How can you go out there and be so calm and play these phenomenally pressurized games and look so calm? And his response was, it's just hitting a tennis ball over the net. That's all I do. That's what I do. I'm a tennis player. All the rest of that stuff is something that the media has invented or that the newspapers have created. There's no stress out there. There's only the way I choose to think when I'm out there hitting the tennis ball. That's the key to making any technique that we use for the reduction of stress or the reduction of tension to work. It isn't the technique. It is how we choose to process it.